welcome to this meeting of the City of Sydney Local Planning Panel. On behalf of the Local Planning Panel, I would like to acknowledge the original custodians of the land we are on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and pay my respects to their elders both past and present. Local Planning Panel also acknowledges the present Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who reside within this area. The meeting today is to consider development applications listed on the agenda. Panel members have read the agenda papers for the meeting and submissions received and have had a briefing from council staff on items on the agenda. The panel members for this matter are myself, Stephen Lehman, as the independent chair, Peter Romy and Darlene van der Breggen as the independent expert members on my right, and community representative John McInerney. I note that the quorum is 3 for the purposes of this. I welcome everybody to this meeting. Please be assured that the panel will be making its decisions tonight on the planning merits of each application and following consideration of the views expressed in submissions and by people addressing the panel tonight. Determinations and any relevant decision of the panel shall be by a majority of votes of members present at the meeting and entitled to vote. If votes are tied, the chair will have the casting vote. As an important transparency measure, the reasons for our decisions will be recorded in the minutes as part of the decision. Where the panel goes against or amends the officer's recommendation, the panel will state the reasons. The manager planning assessments will provide an overview of each development application as it is considered, key issues raised, and the recommendation of council staff. We will then hear from members of the public who have registered to speak, followed by the applicant and or the applicant's representatives who may like to address issues raised by members of the public. Please note that there is a 3-minute time limit for each speaker and a bell will ring at 3 minutes. I ask that each speaker be heard in silence while they are addressing the panel and that courtesy and respect be observed throughout this meeting. Please ensure that there is no personal criticism directed at any speaker or council staff. Any such criticism would be contrary to the panel's code of conduct and will not be accepted by the panel. The panel may ask questions of the speakers to clarify our understanding of what is being said. If you have registered to speak, your address to the panel will be recorded. All the public meetings of the panel are recorded and the recordings are available on the City's website. Please note that there is to be no recording or filming of this meeting other than this. After hearing from the speakers, the panel will consider and make its decision on each application. This may involve adjourning the meeting to confer amongst ourselves before reconvening the meeting to make our decision. Or we might make our decision without the need to adjourn. If the panel considers that more information is required before making its decision, the panel may defer its decision for consideration at a later date. Item 1 on the agenda, disclosures of interest. In accordance with Clause 4.9 of the Code of Conduct for Local Planning Panel members, all members have signed a declaration of interest in relation to each matter on the agenda. Mr. Romy disclosed what might be a reasonably perceived pecuniary interest in Item 4, Development Application for 271 to 275 Kent Street, Sydney, as Mr. Romy worked with heritage consultant Natalie Vinton of Curio Projects approximately 8 years ago, and that a family member works for a company owned by a member of Natalie Vinton's family. Following assessment of the above disclosures of interest under the Code of Conduct for Local Planning Panels, August 2018, and the City of Sydney Local Planning Panel operational procedures, it was not considered that Mr. Romy's potentially perceived pecuniary interest constituted a material pecuniary interest. No members disclosed any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest in any matter no other members, I should say, disclosed any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest in any matter on the agenda for this meeting of the local planning panel. Item two, confirmation of minutes. The plan notes the minutes, the panel, I beg your pardon, notes the minutes of the local planning panel of 28 August 2019, which have been endorsed by the chair of that meeting. We move now to the first development application, item three, Wimbo Park, 560 to 576 Burke Street, Surrey Hills, D/2018/1479, and we start with a presentation by Bill.
Thank you. So this application seeks consent for the reconstruction of Wimbo Park. The works include new landscaping, provision of play equipment, and public domain works. The application is recommended for approval, subject to conditions. The application was notified in December of last year to February of this year. 729 owners and occupiers were notified. 19 submissions were received. That included a petition with 56 signatures. It should be noted that prior to the application in 2015 and 16, Council's Properties Unit undertook a public consultation regarding the design of the park. The submissions related to a number of issues, including the type of facilities that are provided in the park and also facilities that are not provided, the removal of trees, safety issues, traffic and parking issues, lighting, issues regarding the light rail, and issues relating to mosquitoes. So this plan shows the area within which the works are proposed, which is the area identified in red, and the submissions came from premises immediately adjoining and surrounding the premises, or the subject site, which are identified in blue. This is the larger site, so all the works are subject of this application are contained within that site, although the works, the subject of the application, don't relate to the whole of the site. Running through the site is the light rail, which is currently under construction, and these works supplement those works which are carried out under a separate approval. So this plan shows the areas of that site identified in blue, which are the subject of the development application. This is a site looking from Parkham Place and Parkham Lane. And this is the view of the site looking from Devonshire Street and Burke Street, looking towards the east. This is a view looking down Parkham Lane, looking east. And this plan is a detailed landscaping plan showing the works that are proposed under this application. So the in terms of the issues, are not considered to be any significant outstanding issues. Remediation was an issue to be addressed in the application, and that has been addressed. The site is considered suitable for public recreation, subject to conditions of consent. Another issue that was raised in the submissions related to safety and the relationship of the new park with the light rail. And safe, part of this proposal, safety fencing is provided between the shared path and the light rail line to address that issue. So the application is recommended for approval, subject to condition. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I have one speaker, Selina O'Young, half of the Wimbo Community Garden. Take a seat, please. Please press the button on your right.
I'm a resident on Burke Street, and there has been a number of residents who's very interested in developing a community garden within the site. And we put in a registration in that regard when we received the DA approval. We are growing in number of the number of people who's registered interest in it. And we also have the support of a number of the businesses in the vicinity. We're hoping that prior to the planting of big trees, which then determine the what can subsequently be put into the park, that consideration should be given to a possibility of inclusion of a community garden.
Can I ask what form do you think that garden might take in this in this context, in regard to the shape of the park, the size of the park? How do you envisage it might look?
We were hoping that it would be in towards the centre of the park, so that it will have good light and access, because it's fairly flat, and there are a number of elderly residents, especially along Parkham Lane, so they can have easy access across to the park. A number of the residents have used walkers or have limited mobility. And we're hoping that the garden would be big enough so that they could have a pathway which would accommodate assisted transport.
Mm-hmm. Some form of disabled access.
Yeah, that's right.
Does the panel have any questions? So,
if I may, Mr. Lowe, just as a community representative, I've been through the community garden process. Council has a community garden officer. Right. There was another person that I was involved with, but I think he is the current. A community garden officer. It might be worth, Mr. Chairman, the speaker talking further to him and bringing up this situation directly with him. It's a matter that I don't think can be handled at the development application stage, but should be handled directly by him with presumably the public domain people. I don't know, something of that nature.
Thank you. I think the appropriate course is for you to take up the matter with the City Projects and Properties Division consideration. There's an officer for that purpose and presumably a processes to enable consideration of what you're proposing. It's not proposed in this application that's before us at the moment. I hear what you say regarding... I think what you're saying is that any design shouldn't preclude a future community garden. It seems to me that this design doesn't necessarily do that. So I think the appropriate course I would recommend is that you speak to the City Projects and Properties Division. There is a reference to your issue and a number of other issues raised by the public being referred to the division in this report. So that's what I would. Thank you. So was there anything more you wanted to add? Sorry, did you want to add it? Was there something more you wanted to add? I didn't want to cut you off. thank you. I hear what you say. There was a public consultation process undertaken in 2015 and 16, so that would have been the appropriate time to ventilate that matter, if I can put it that way. Thank you. Thanks very much. Panel members, I don't know that we need to adjourn to consider this matter. I think we're in a position to move a vote unless there's any final comments before we vote. Right hand side.
Thanks. The only point is that in relation to the speaker, a community garden is a permissible use in this, and it could certainly be incorporated at some point. I guess the key thing is, how large would it be? There are certain restrictions to the dimensions and the shape of this, and I guess that needs further thought. That would be the only point. And likewise, provisions for play and so on. It seems to be an extremely good design. It's working very hard to cover off quite a lot of community issues. But hopefully with further design, there can be a provision for a community garden in some form that would be suitable for the shape of this.
Thank you. I think we should put this to the vote. Can you indicate whether I'd move that the recommendation be adopted. The vote, can you give me voice, please? Yes, yes, Arlene, and yes, John. Thank you. Item 4 is development application 271 to 275 Kent Street, Sydney, D/2019/504. Commence with a presentation by Bill Mackay.
Thank you. So this is an application that seeks consent for alterations to the ground floor of the existing commercial building and works to laneways, including a replacement of the facade cladding fronting Sussex Lane, new shop fronts, pergola and planters adjacent to those shop fronts.
Excuse me, Bill. I note that the room is vacant, but for the panel and relevant staff. We have heard the presentation. The public left, so no need to continue in my view.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I did have a speaker, Adam Hofbauer, neighbouring business owner, on my list, but I note that there is no one present for the record. So I think we should, prior to taking a vote, record any observations or comments panel members may wish to make at this point. Any comments or observations? Well, I move that the recommendation be adopted. Your voice, please. John, Peter and Colleen. Thank you. There being no other items on the agenda, I can declare the meeting closed.